What's up, everybody? It's Shameless Plug time. So thanks for checking out the podcast, Going Full Nerd. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe everywhere possible. So look for Going Full Nerd on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, goingfullnerd.com, and my Twitter handle, ONYXXX1969. You can also listen to the audio version on its home, anchor.fm, but also on Pandora, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you consume your podcast listening pleasure. Hey guys, let's get on with the show. And getting on with the show is what we do. What's happening, everybody? It's your boy Onyx here, Going Full Nerd. Yo, it is what it is. It is what it is. I'm going to say it one more time. It is what it is. Wow. Let me go with it. Wow. Let's drop it like it's hot. Wow. Yo, so I think I need to kill the music. I think I do. I'm going to go ahead and kill the music, you know. And what I am going to go ahead and say is I hope everybody had a great week. You know, haven't been in the movie theater. I know I've been slacking on that. It's getting just harder and harder and harder to go out and do what I'm, you know, the things that I, A, like to do. And number two, let me get this so you don't get the stuff in my face, get the shadows in my face. But it's harder to get things done when there's so much to be done, you know? So, yeah, I messed up. There was no Transformers. I'm going to have to wait until I, like, rent it or go on DVD. There was no Indiana Jones. I didn't go see Mission Impossible. But I did eke out and carve out the time to watch Secret Invasion, which gives us this little series of things I've done. Looks like it's going to be 6 videos. I know normally when I do these Disney Plus shows, I just talk maybe about 1 or 2. And then I'll go ahead and lump it all together and just say, this is it. It's been good. But and since watching Secret Invasion, I've been noticing a lot of good, bad, and indifferent. And that has been my emotion while watching this show, while watching Secret Invasion. Because, and this is the whole thing, it has a good spy thriller thing to it, but there's also some inconsistencies. And some of the stuff that they're bringing up is changing my thought process every week. And that's I'm so confused. Now let's think of it this way. I have been screaming for the first 3 live streams that I've been doing in regards to this show. And I get to the 4th episode, and the 4th episode basically told me, to heck with your feelings, man. This has happened. Or in the words of Don Cheadle in Iron Man 2, get over it. It's me. I'm here. And I just don't know what to say and don't know what to do. What's up? What's going on? What's going on? I'm glad everybody's popping in and getting into the show. So let's talk. Let me take a sip of my traditional adult beverage. And we're going to try to figure out why the biggest reveal in Disney Plus's Secret Invasion this week absolutely makes no sense to me. Because now we're all trying to figure out, when the hell did this happen? So let's talk. So when we got to this, and oh, I digress. If I haven't said it, which I know I didn't say it, there will be spoilers. Okay, so if you haven't watched this, I'm sorry. There are some things I got to talk about. I give everybody from Wednesday to Sunday to see these things. You got to keep up. But this is the thing. It's a spoiler, but it's just a lot of speculation on where we're going to go in the future. So it is what it is, guys. I did this back when WandaVision first came out, and you loved it. So we're going to hopefully do this again this time. So, Thomas, I tell you, man, it's been something else. It's been something else. But anyway, let's go. Biggest reveal this week on Secret Invasion was not the resurrection of Gaia, okay, Talos' daughter. That was not. We kind of knew that that was going to happen at the end of week three when she got shot, reverted to a skull, left for dead, and then Marvel put out the teaser for the next week, and you saw her running around. We knew she was going to be back. We knew that this episode, the fourth episode, was going to start off with a flashback scene. And it did. And it was exactly what we thought it was going to be, which is she gave herself Super Skrull powers. Super Skrull powers activate. Boop, form of I'm healing myself with Extremis. So we know that that happened. We knew it was going to happen. And then this episode, episode four, which was known as, is titled Beloved, because we done had some wild stuff pop up. We done had the wild story of Nick Fury is married to a Skrull. And the confusion that that brought about is really what got me wavering on this series. And it's not so much wavering whether it's good or bad, but wavering on what the hell were the writers thinking? Because now, we know from episode three, which we talked a little bit about last week, they gave her the order. Yo, it's time. Put a bullet in Fury. Be done with it. Gave her a gun. We had the voice of Rhodey at the end in an ominous tone. And it was like, okay, we good. We good. We see this going down. But, we get to this week's episode and then, hey, Fury knew what was going down. Couple of things that I've been noticing. Everybody's been talking about throughout the series, first three episodes, and even into this episode, Fury was not the same after the blip. And I can pretty much get with that. He was not the normal Nick Fury that we saw all the way back in Avengers 1, you know, or in Iron Man after credits or wherever we first saw Nick Fury, you know, all that good stuff. What kind of got me all riled up in that aspect is Nick Fury, comic book wise, whether you have the Caucasian Nick Fury, the black Nick Fury, Nick Fury robot doppelganger that they used to use, the LMDs and all that stuff, they always stayed 10, 15 steps ahead of everybody else. And they always knew what was going down before everybody else did. And this one, it seems a little different. Seems a little weird. Seems real weird that he, you know, that he was so far behind in a lot of stuff and has shocked looks on his face. And a lot of the scenes that I'm seeing in this, I don't know if that was intentional to throw us as the viewers off or what. I don't know. But we're going to figure that out. But we have the next big thing that happened in this. And that was, they tried to kidnap or assassinate, I think it was assassinate more so. They tried to assassinate President Ritson. Now, all of this happens after we have a couple of things. Number one, Nick Fury's Skrull wife, Priscilla, went through this long diatribe on why she chose the image of the black woman that she was, you know, how she replaced someone, you know, who was dying of cancer. It was crazy. And I'm like, while it did give depth to the story, did I really need to know all this? You know, the the dramatic I'm shooting, you're shooting, and the pause, who shot who. Would you have loved me anyway type stuff? It got deep. But let's get to what everybody else is looking for. Well, we want some fighting. We want some superpowers, right? Well, you don't get a lot of that, but you get some of it. You know. Obviously, I talked about Talos' daughter, Gaia, played by Emilia Clarke. And she got resurrected. That's cool. I get it. She did that to herself with the extremis. But then we go to Rhodey. And this is the biggest part that I have an issue with this show. Now, Rhodey fired Nick Fury a couple of episodes ago. All right, got it. But where we have the issue is now, we got the big reveal, especially after Nick Fury went, put a liquid tracker in a bottle, a $5,000 bottle of Uncle Nearest. Not Uncle Nearest, it's a Pappy Van Winkle. I wish I could afford Pappy Van. They just got bottles of it on this show. No, I'm just saying, you know it was fake anyway. But anyway, here's the deal. It was a Skrull. Oh my gosh, the reveal of the Rhodey Skrull. I mean, everybody's been saying it. I've been in denial the whole time. I'm like, oh no, it's not my man Rhodey. Rhodey's doing some backdoor deals with my man Nick Fury. So I know it's not Rhodey. And it was Rhodey. And it was shown that it wasn't a male Skrull. It was a female Skrull that's impersonating Rhodey. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? Like, really? But the main question is not so much of the Skrull impersonating an Avenger now, because Rhodey is an Avenger. He's War Machine. It's not the question of, okay, it's done, but when did it happen? Now, here's where my theories come into play, because that's why we all listen to me. That's why I kind of do this. I want to get my theories, see if I'm right. Right, I'm wrong, indifferent, it is what it is. So what I'm finding out is I am saying they caught Rhodey somewhere after Endgame, but prior to Falcon and Winter Soldier. Hear me out. Where could they have gotten Rhodey? Now, some people say, well, maybe they got Rhodey back in Iron Man 2. And I'm like, what do you mean got Rhodey back in Iron Man 2? Everybody's going back to, well, you had Terrence Howard, man. And then you switched it out to Don Cheadle. And then the famous line, it's me, I'm here, get over it. All right? No. Because if you've done that, and if he was replaced way back then, a lot of the emotional connections between Tony Stark, Rhodey, the rest of the Avengers, things going down, they lose meaning, okay? The battle during Age of Ultron becomes like, okay, he damn near got killed, but he didn't revert back to being a Skrull then, so we know it's not that far back. So that debunks the Iron Man 2. Okay, that debunks that, because they can't go back and retcon that. You can't, because you got to remember, he was dang near dying. And every Skrull they show that dang near dies starts to revert. So Rhodey was not a Skrull at that point. And the other reason is Rhodey was not that important at that point. Okay. So, here's the deal, okay? Now, I'm going to say, you got to watch the series. You got to watch the series because, you know, that's the whole purpose of watching these things, is try to guess what's going to happen next. But so, you didn't replace Rhodey then. Then, let's go ahead. I don't think you replaced Rhodey during the blip, okay? Only because Rhodey still was not that high up. Plus, as evidence, it's one episode, one, two, three, whatever, in those episodes, they pretty much said they sent the call out during the blip. So, Skrulls that were on their way, that were scattered across the universe, half of them were gone. Because what? Thanos did the snap. Half of all life was gone. So when you do this, then they pop back. And then that would have been just way too many, way too many Skrulls popping up. All right. So it didn't happen then. But where it did happen, it had to happen after Tony Stark's death. Because at that point, the main person that knows how to utilize and work Stark Tech was Rhodey. Okay? Not Pepper Potts, but Rhodey. Because even though Pepper Potts was in control, she is trusting of who? Rhodey, Tony's best friend. So if you got a Skrull to replace Rhodey, now you've got a Skrull on the Avengers, B, a Skrull that is trusted by Avengers family members, and last but not least, that was the point, because you had, you got Skrulls in all parts of the government who made the request for Rhodey. Because I'm going to say this, and stop me if any of my military people are in here. I'll be damned if you're going to go from Lieutenant Colonel 05. Okay, and now I'm getting into my military background. You're going to, there's no way in hell you're going from Lieutenant Colonel 05 to a right-hand man for the president in any situation and going to speak for the president in any given situation. You're going to be a general. And he ain't no general. You know, got to do it. Got to do it. Got to say it. Got to say it now. Let's take a thought. This opens up so many different possibilities, because there's a couple of things that we do know from the future, from stuff that we've seen. Now, admittedly, all this crap is getting pushed back. I got to say it like that because it is. Actors on strike, writers on strike, production stopped. Nobody's calling me to break the picket lines. So it is what it is, folks. We're going to have to wait for a lot of this resolution. But we're going to get something in return, which is my premonition. And just got to wait a little bit longer to see if it comes to fruition. Which is, now, we know in the Captain America film that they're filming now and going to move. Well, they're not filming now because of the strikes. But here's the deal. Harrison Ford is now playing Thunderbolt Ross, you know, taking over because William Hurt passed away. The cool thing about that is he's playing President Ross, okay? President Ross. So with that being said, all right, with that being said, what is it? With that being said, the president that Rhodey is an advisor to now, is either he ain't going to make it out the Secret Invasion series, or he's, people going to lose trust in him because the Skrulls have infiltrated all sorts of stuff and they want somebody tough, hard, right there. You know, remember Thunderbolt Ross, regardless of who played him, okay, he was the one pushing the Sokovia Accords. He was the one trying to keep the Avengers in check, okay? But the thing about it is this. When you look at this and say, okay, now we've got that. So we've got a little, we're now starting to tie stuff together. We're not tying enough stuff together to get to Kang and the big baddie, like they say, is going to end, you know, this part of the Marvel saga, whatever you want to call it. But my point being, you've now given a good antagonist thing for Brave New World, Captain America 4, or whatever you want to call it, with Sam Wilson holding up as Captain America. And you also give a premise for the Avengers being replaced by the Thunderbolts, which now makes perfectly good sense to have Bucky there because him and Sam Wilson Cap were cool. But now you've got the government, Fontaine, you know, the Contessa, I like to call her, you know, old girl from Seinfeld. But you know the Thunderbolts team is going to be there to combat it. Okay? I have a feeling they're going to be ones hunting down rogue Skrulls. Because with all the Skrulls getting killed, left out, right, and all that good stuff, you know, this is how things move forward. Couple of things we're going to know about the Secret Invasion. The main villain, he ain't going to make it past this series. We know this. This is tradition with Marvel. Unless you are a big, big fan favorite, you ain't making it past it. Agatha Harkness made it past WandaVision. Great. Okay. Zemo made it past Falcon and Winter Soldier. Awesome. But who else made it past those other miniseries? Who? You tell me. Villain-wise. Nope. Did the villain make it out of Moon Knight? Nope. No, he didn't. Did the villain make it out of Werewolf by Night? Nope. Didn't do it. Did the villain make it out of Hawkeye? Well, Kingpin did, but they're going to do a little something with it. Look like he got killed. You know, yeah, I don't know. Maybe. You never know. So you see where I'm going with this. I want you to see this. Did the villain make it out of Falcon and Winter Soldier? No, she didn't. Zemo made it. Carly didn't. No. So, what do we get? Okay. My predictions and my theories. Rhodey was replaced, like I said, sometime after Endgame, before Falcon and Winter Soldier. I see the comments and I get it. You know, he saved the president in Iron Man 3. But that still was not enough to make him a trusted advisor. They know he's a superhero. He was War Machine or Iron Patriot then. You know, he may have saved the president, but he was also the one that got his butt whooped and they took the armor from him. Which goes back to people making the claims on the internet that Rhodey is the weakest Avenger. I still got my votes on Hawkeye, but, you know, it is what it is at that point. But lastly and not least, there was another major death in this particular episode, and that was Ben Mendelsohn's character, Talos. Nick Fury's right-hand Skrull, you know, that we first met in Captain Marvel and has been in Spider-Man No Way Home, impersonating Fury, Gaia's father, that whole nine. Now, there was a little scene in there in which Gaia and Talos had a little spit spat. I have a feeling that little spit spat was basically not something that's going to energize Gaia to be a superhero. Nah, not going to happen. But what I do think is I think that Gaia replaced Talos. This is my far-reaching theory. Gaia, you know, she, whatchamacallit, she replaced Talos. Talos got stabbed by Gravik, left for dead on the battlefield, reverted to a Skrull. I have a feeling that Gaia did that. And, you know, she replaced her dad, which I don't think Fury knows. And the reason why I say that is because, being that she does have the Extremis powers, she knows that Skrulls revert back to Skrull. And I've never seen any of the Skrulls, even when wounded, go half and half Skrull like Talos did during that scene. Plus, I know Skrulls are strong, but I've seen Fury throw down with these jokers, hand to hand, not super powered or anything like that. But since when did Talos been able to punch through presidential bulletproof glass with his hand? I don't think so. That power set has not been shown in the MCU. If it has, please let me know. And we know that, you know, I don't think you could kill him off just yet. Just like I think Maria Hill ain't dead. I don't know how they're gonna do it. Colby Smulders, you tell Smulders, whatever. Colby, you tell me. Are you still in the MCU or are you done with that whack ass? With that whack ass goodbye. That's right. Weakest Link, goodbye. But here goes the deal. I mean, think about it. Weakest Avenger. The two weakest Avengers were Black Widow and Hawkeye. I don't care what you say. All right? Always remember, Black Widow pulled the taser out on Thanos. A taser. Always remember, Hawkeye shoots bows and arrows. Bows and arrows. I don't care how high tech it is. He just shooting bows and arrows. Stop me if I'm wrong. But anyway, folks, let's continue on with a couple of other little things. And there's a couple of, you know, little bits and pieces. Really surprised. Nobody found out about Skrulls already. Because I know one of them had, somebody got to get killed somewhere. Somebody random Skrull impersonates somebody, gets stabbed, dies on the street. Hey, what the heck is this? Come on now. Come on now. Then, you know, they did the assassination attempt, which was stupid. You know, somebody made a comment on the internet. Hell, Rhodey, Skrull Rhodey, was the president's right hand. He could have killed him, shape changed to somebody like they did Maria Hill with Nick Fury. You know, it is what it is. You know, but I digress. It is what it is. You know, I get it. You talk about, well, I don't know what Hawkeye's contribution was. Hawkeye in the comic book is a badass. I mean, obviously, in the comic books, he's a guy with insane accuracy, almost superhuman level, or just at superhuman level, where he could use a fingernail to kill somebody. I mean, that's pretty much his thing in the comic books. But they never really got into that in the movie. Yeah, they showed him doing some impressive trick shots and stuff like that with the Stark Tech and high-tech arrows, but they never really got into it. And now that Jeremy Renner had that accident, I don't think we're going to be seeing male Hawkeye too much more. Maybe they'll delve into that with Haley Stansfield's character a little bit better. Yes, Hawkeye was the 1960s, actually. A 1960s idea of a superhero. It is what it is. But anyway, folks, that's what's up. Biggest things from episode 4. Super Skrulls are popping up all over the place. This is going to open up more of a can of worms. We got 2 episodes left, which episode 5 drops this week, episode 6 next week. Then we'll be back to our regularly scheduled rants and raves. And I gotta start talking about these comic books because I'm getting really ticked off with my comic books now. They killed off a character just to bring the character back to align it with the MCU TV series. I gotta talk about that sometime. But anyway, everybody, thanks a lot. If you're not already subscribed, which everybody in here is that I see in the chat, but I got a real cool thing right over here. Scan it with your cellular phone. It'll automatically subscribe you to this YouTube channel, which is pretty cool. It's not a scam. It's not spam. It's not going to send you someplace you ain't got to be. It's just going to automatically subscribe you. I got to find some way to get the channel up. I want to figure out how to give something away. I want to say 10,000 subscribers. If I hit that milestone, I'll give away something real cool. I don't know. Don't know. But we'll figure something out. We'll see if somebody gets there. It's been, what, 9 years we've been doing this, folks? It is what it is. And just remember, we're going to go ahead and go full force into the charity fundraising. It's getting close, folks. November's coming around the corner. So we're going to go ahead and get that ramped up so we can get things moving forward. But as always, I'd like to say, if you can't say something nice, don't say it at all. Send it to me. Let me say it. Heck, we got Twitter. We got Threads. We got the comment on this. We got everything. And I think that's all I got. Anyway, everybody have a great Sunday. I'm about to go in here and finish cooking and throw the funky outro. What are we going to do for the funky outro? You know what? Let's try random. Let me, okay, everybody. Hey, it is what it is. I think I'm doing pretty good. You know what? I never figured out why we don't get the updates. YouTube is so sporadic. I've been working so hard on trying to make sure I get everything right on this and this software now. But it's just, I'm really trying to figure it out. But please go to your settings, because YouTube does play around with settings sometimes. Go to your settings and make sure you click all the bells and all the notifications so you'll know when I go live and when I'm going to be on. So, one of the other things that I've been trying to figure out, and this is going to be the biggest increase, I really want to do a giveaway, but I don't know what to give. So please, or how to even go about it, and what we should do. I know the members, you guys, long-standing members, I'm going to go ahead and take it. But if you're watching this video on a replay, I got to throw this out here. And here's the key. Over here are two of my other videos that you might like, and you can go ahead and check out. Above me is a subscribe button. Go ahead. Anyway. I'm done. Peace out, y'all.